One of the most delightful composers of semi-classical music is the turn-of-the-century black British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who died of pneumonia in 1912 at the age of 37. He's still better known in England than in this country, although his most popular work was Hiawatha, an oratorio based on Longfellow. Two discs devoted to Coleridge Taylor have recently been released, and classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
There are times when my brain gets tired and I don't feel up to Bach, Beethoven, or Mahler. That's when I'm happy for composers like Samuel Coleridge Taylor, whose music makes up in craft, inventiveness, and charm what it lacks in daring ambition. Two new compact discs show his music off to good advantage. The British Pearl label has a selection of historical recordings from the 1920s and 30s. Here's the British baritone Peter Dawson, who was an institution unto himself. He sings Sons of the Sea, a setting of a poem by the Indian poet Mrs. Sarafini Naidu.
Rise, brothers, rise, awakening skies, pray to the morning light. The wind lies asleep in the arms of the deep, like a child that has cried all night. Come, let us gather our nets on the shore and set our catamarans free to capture the leaping wealth of the tide. For we are the sons of the sea.
In Coleridge Taylor's music, you can hear the influence of Dvorak, his favorite composer, spirituals, and turn-of-the-century impressionism. A new disc on Koch International includes the most serious piece on these new albums, a melodic but rather conventional half-hour-long quintet for clarinet and strings, with clarinetist Harold Wright and the Hawthorne String Quartet. I prefer Coleridge Taylor's unabashedly romantic Petite Suite de Concert, his best-known orchestral work. The delightful and adventurous Virginia Eskin plays a piano arrangement. This is from the second movement, Demande et Réponse. Coleridge Taylor was the son of an Englishwoman and an African doctor from Sierra Leone. His music made him a hero and role model for black families on both sides of the Atlantic. There was even a Coleridge Taylor Society in this country, and in 1904 he made his first American visit at their invitation. He first heard American spirituals when the Fisk Jubilee Singers visited England in 1890. The highlight of the Koch disc is Virginia Eskin playing Spirituals, a series of understated yet richly imaginative piano settings of six familiar and unfamiliar songs. Here's a passage from the Deep River movement.
Thank you.
Avril Coleridge Taylor's book about her father, she narrates an incident in which he was especially upset by a newspaper report about a public lecture on the Negro problem in North America. He wrote a scathing letter to the newspaper in which he repeats the reply of Alexander Dumas to an arrogant little white man who had remarked on his Negro blood. "Yes, my father was a mulatto, his father a Negro, and his father a monkey. My ancestry," Dumas says, "began where yours ends." Somehow, Coleridge Taylor concludes, "I always remember that wonderful answer when I meet a certain type of white man, a type, thank goodness, as far removed from the best as the poles from each other. And the remembrance makes me feel quite happy, wickedly happy, in fact." This story suggests the moral strength of a composer whose music doesn't often contend with moral issues.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.